what is Trump doing? What is the Armada doing that close to Iran? Are you expecting some form of action in the hours and days to come?
I really am. I think that President Trump has boxed himself into a corner. It would be incredibly difficult and costly politically for him to back down now, because he's asking for things that he really has no chance of getting. The Iranians have clearly indicated they are not interested at all in submitting to any kind of negotiations that are as draconian as what's being put on the table, like no long-range missiles, no enrichment capacity, limits on their missile program. There's no way that they're going to do those. Those are necessary for their existential defense. I mean, they couldn't live without those things. So there's no way they're going to do that. The fact that we have put those up as requirements to avoid an outcome that Trump says he wants them to make a deal, but you've given them terms that they can't accept. And then now you put all of this armada in there. You've made all of this big show of putting that much force in, and you've made a big issue of talking about, the armada is on its way. We have to make a deal or it's going to be very unpleasant. And then if you don't do it and they don't give in to those terms, then Trump loses face. And I just can't imagine Trump losing face. So I think he's kind of boxed himself into a corner.
But what could it mean, though? Because what's so interesting with this is there's military action, isn't there? I mean, he could... What could he do? Drop a couple of bombs and then claim victory? What can he plausibly do from this military position?
Well, I'll just tell you, from a military perspective, there is no military attainable objective that makes any sense at all. In other words, you can't use the military to reach at any kind of political outcome that's going to be beneficial to you. That's more than what you have right now before any force has been used. And if you push a situation like this, you have the Iranian side, who by all accounts have reached the end of their patience. And now then they have said that if you attack us at all and hit anything, even if you think it's just going to be some symbolic something on the side, they say that their finger, I think Araghchi, their foreign minister, says the finger's on the trigger. They're ready to retaliate. They definitely have our targeting information all over the region. They certainly know where the targets are in Israel if they want to do that. And I think that many in the United States are gambling that they don't mean it. Trump himself about a week ago was asked that question and he said, oh, well, they said that before August, June of last year and they didn't do it. So he thinks they won't do it now. That's not a safe bet. And I would wager, if I had to gamble any money, I would say that Iran will respond in some way, and it will be painful and possibly bloody for the United States and Israel if we attack.
Because from the outside, for us non-experts, you look at the equipment, the scale, the power, the force of America versus Iran. We saw how America and Israel was able to go after the nuclear facilities, gain control of airspace with apparent impunity. What could Iran do that would actually hurt America or Israel?
Well, I will say that I'll zero in on that one word you said, apparent impunity. There is evidence to suggest it was not impunity, that we did a lot of standoff attacks and that there was some coordination that we're going to hit this. As long as you don't do anything to us, we'll allow you to hit our Al Udeid air base. As long as it's a limited strike, it's not going to hurt anybody. It's going to hit this area here. A lot of people don't want to talk about that in the West. I don't have any insider information, but the evidence suggests that that may have happened. But what I can tell you authoritatively is that the missile capacity for Iran is definitely able to penetrate the entire integrated air defense system for Israel. That's the reason they agreed to a ceasefire after only 12 days last year, because they realized that they could not stop the Iranian missiles. And if they continued on, they could have hit more and more and more important targets. Those capabilities are still there now. They were demonstrated before, and if they want to act on a larger scale, I think they can.
Just give us the facts then. So they send this armada. He's moved it into position. What could emerge from that? What's the capability? I mean, you've just said you can't understand what they would send that would achieve a political aim.
Yeah,
it's not clear he wants regime change. As with Venezuela, he didn't really want regime change there. So we don't know what the purpose is, other than he said he'd bring help and now maybe he has to do help. Maybe he wants to distract things from going on back in America. But what could he do? What's the full scale capability militarily for America?
Yeah, there is no question with that much firepower just in the Abraham Lincoln battle group alone, there could be tremendous damage done throughout Iran. I mean, they have some air defenses. A lot of them, you have to remember back in June last year, Iran was caught with their pants down because the Mossad had people on the ground that sabotaged a lot of the radars. It took like 10, 12 hours for them to be able to start responding. That won't happen again. That's a one-time deal. Now then they are totally on target and paying attention. So you won't have that element of surprise this time. So if we go in now, those aircraft will have to fire from standoff range from a long way away, which makes it's going to be less capable, which means the radars will have more time to intercept missiles and more time to start firing other missiles here. So it's a big risk because of what happened in June. Iran learned from it. We learned from it. But now then they learned how to be more effective. So I think net-net, it would benefit Iran more than it does us if it comes to another clash.
But if they do go, they could, I mean, could they hit numerous targets? Could they hit numerous military targets? Could they go after Khomeini at the very top? Could they go after the IRGC? How many strikes is the Abraham Lincoln capable of?
It's capable of a high intensity, short duration attack. Now, because also of what has happened in the past, where Hassan Nasrallah was assassinated by Israel in Lebanon, because so many other people were assassinated in Iran, also senior leaders that were killed in the early stages of the June attack. They are now, of course, going to be taking much more precautions. So it's going to be harder to get that done now because they're going to be taking more precautions. So you can go in with a lot of missiles and you can hit a lot of things. And even if their air defenses work partially well, there's a lot of things that are going to get through, a lot of missiles that can be hit. I would imagine that we would go after the IRGC missile facilities. They would still try to go after some of the IRGC leaders, some of the troop concentrations, etc. And you can hit a lot of those things. But the question is, towards what end? What do you gain by just blowing a bunch of stuff up and hand killing a bunch of people if that spawns attacks against American bases and American personnel in the region and you get those killed that otherwise wouldn't be killed? The problem I think too many people think is they look at how many targets we can service, how many missiles we can fire, how many IRGC people we can kill, but they don't think that there's going to be any retaliation from that or any consequence from it. And I think that's not a safe bet this time.
Daniel, it's so interesting to get your perspective. All eyes, I think, will be on Iran for the next, 24, 48, 72 hours. We'll see what happens.
We will. Thanks very much.